Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, I have a special guest who's going to be delivering God's word very shortly after she shared a testimony. Pastor Sharon Ford of Spiritual Care of Southfield, Michigan, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. I see where God is opening up this worldwide platform, and we are getting more and more listeners, and to God be the glory for it. So we asking all listeners right now, as I always do, I always ask the listeners, especially the first-time listeners, please get your Bible, get your pen, get your paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God as she get ready to break forth the bread of life, words, God's word to us on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do that right now because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What an awesome God we serve. Please pray with me. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man, You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have all power in heaven and earth is in your hands, and you are in total control at all times. No matter what we hear, or what we think, or what we feel, we thank you that you are in total control. So now, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Sharon Ford and her entire family, and every faithful, committed, humble doer of your word all over the land. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus Christ that you will move by your spirit through Pastor Ford, that as your word goes forth, that it would touch the hearts and the minds of each listener. And we lift up everyone that may be listening on tonight that do not have a personal relationship with your son, Jesus Christ, who are not saved in his name. So we lift them up to you now, Heavenly Father, and ask that you would touch their hearts as they hear your word on tonight, that after hearing this word, even on tonight, they will confess their sins. They will ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. And after they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their individual God purposes in the earth of your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we are not worthy. We, Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus, asking that you are moved by your spirit, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders. You're still healing your people on today. So we ask that you will go, and we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. We ask that you will move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, upon all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I continue to lift up my brother Curtis, who is still in the hospital. We know that you is a healer, and you have never lost a patient. So we thank you that you are with him even now, and you're doing a great work in him, and he's going to have a great testimony after he have come out of the hospital, that he will not be ashamed, but he will give you the glory, letting the world know that it was you who have healed him in the name of Jesus. And not only my brother, but all those that are sick in their minds, spirits, and bodies, they would have a testimony that you have healed them in the name of Jesus, we pray. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight all over the land. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight. We ask that you would help us to decrease so that you may increase in us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We want to continue to lift up every listener on tonight. We thank you for this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or we don't take it for granted. We thank you that we know that it was you who have opened this door. And we thank you for every listener. We ask that you would continue to bless them, continue to grant them the desires of their hearts with our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, attract what you expect, become what you desire, mirror what you admire. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, attract what you expect, become what you desire, mirror what you admire. I'm asking once again, for all listeners to please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do have one announcement because we have a lot of new listeners. And I want to make sure that you all, the listeners, especially the new listeners, so I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, but I do want you to know that you can write this information down as well. God has opened a door for others to have shows up under this worldwide platform. You want to write this down because you can be blessed by these other awesome men and women of God as they deliver God's word over this worldwide platform. And the first one is starting with Theologically Speaking, with husband and wife team, Jose and Danielle Dorsey. They are the host. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. She is a psychologist, a woman of God. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday, and every first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Saran Rambis. This is Bishop James Jennings, armor bearer. Minister Rambis is also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am also a member. But Minister Rambis is also Bishop Jennings' armor bearer. But his show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night. Again, Minister Saran Rambis' show is titled Ministry I'm Possible. And again, his show airs each and every second Thursday night and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Next, we have Pastor Eric Morphis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He comes over this worldwide platform each and every second Thursday night, starting at 8 p.m. Next, we have Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, my first cousin. His show, he comes over this worldwide platform each and every third and fourth Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. And then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He comes forth sharing inspirational poems, and he also delivers God's word each and every first and second Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. on this worldwide platform. So right now, I am hoping that you all have written this information down so you can also tune in to listen to what God is saying through these other awesome men and women of God. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth to you my special guest once again on tonight, Pastor Sharon Ford. She is the pastor of Spiritual Care of Southfield, Michigan. Pastor Ford, I do want to welcome you to this worldwide platform. And if you don't mind, if you would please share with the listening audience on tonight a short testimony.
Well, thank you for inviting me to be a part of Talk Radio. Once again, my name is Sharon Ford, pastor of Spiritual Care of Southfield. And I've been doing this ministry since about 2009, but we received our 501c3 in 2012. However, I have been going to school trying to do my best, trying to become a minister of the Lord, and just going here and there, and it seemed like God was saying that's not enough. And so finally when I realized that what was not enough, I didn't have him in my heart the way that I should have had. And so once I got him in my heart, I didn't let go. And so I just thank God for being who he is and for not deserting me as I went through my phases in life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you, and I thank God for you sharing your testimony because someone needed to hear that. And the reason I ask you to share your testimony is God gets his glory through our testimony. It does God, he don't get glory, and it does us no good if we don't share our testimony. So others need to know that what God has done for you and through you, he's the same God, and he has no respect for a person. He can do the same for the listeners on tonight. So we just thank you for sharing that testimony. And I'm going to ask the listeners right now, if you would please make sure you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to receive God's word through Pastor Ford. After this music break, we're going to do our music break right now. We're going to come back after the music break. We're going to turn this mic over to Pastor Ford and ask, and let the Lord have his way through her as she delivers God's word on tonight. So we're just going to enjoy this music break on tonight. Worth living. Enjoy.
clean me up.
Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight? I know I am so grateful that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, thought that your life, my life, was worth living. And he sacrificed his life. He came down from glory in the form of flesh to pay our sin debt with his own precious, holy, and righteous blood that we all can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator. So right now, before I bring forth Pastor Ford, who's going to be delivering God's word on tonight, I did get to announce I'm so excited for what God is doing in my life, and I just want to share this with the worldwide listeners as well. The Lord has blessed me to write books, and my website is now up and running, and I want to share this website with you listeners on tonight. So I pray that you have your pens and paper so you can write this information down. These books will be a blessing to you. I'm not saying it because I wrote them. I only wrote them because God put it in my heart to write these books, and he gave me exactly what to say in these books. Not only did he give me what to say in these books, he backed it up with scripture. So that's what makes it real and relevant to each reader. So I just thank God for what he's doing in my life. And I want to share this with you, the listeners, so that we can be blessed, not only through this radio or worldwide platform, but I want you to be blessed through the books that God has blessed me to write for his people for such a time as this. My new website, you can order these books through. It's all www, and I'm going to repeat it after this. It's www, all lowercase, James, James Brown, 1558. WIXSITE wixsite.com /internet-radio-host. Once again, my website to order my books and also to get connected to this radio broadcast is go under www.jamesbrown1558.wixsite.com/internet-radio-host, H-O-S-T. I pray that you go to the website and you can see all the books that God has blessed me to write, and I pray that you will order these books and be blessed by them, and you can also share of these books with your ministry, or your friends, your co-workers, your neighbors, and anyone else that God leads you to share this website with. So right now, I am now yielding the mic to Pastor Sharon Ford as she gets ready to deliver God's word. Pastor Sharon Ford, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Amen. Let me start by saying, how many of you believe that time is winding down and God is moving? And that he will get his glory any way, anyhow, any form or fashion. My scripture tonight comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 99, verse 5, and it says, "Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." I'll repeat that. That's Psalms 99 and 5. "Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." My message today is worship. Father God, don't allow the seed to be planted today to go fall by the wayside. Heavenly Father, don't allow it to fall among the thorns. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I was called by God at the early age of 8. And through my aging process, the Lord has been teaching me things according to his will. And it is because he has chosen me to be a witness of his word, God allowed a testing to take place. So I had to go through some things, my trials and my tribulations, my sufferings, and I had to pass my test in order to give my testimony today. Because the test will be your testimony in order to give God all the glory. But while in the fog of my test, here comes Satan, not only to steal from my life, but to kill and destroy me. In fact, most of us are guilty of allowing Satan to steal from your life because of poor decisions and actions. But guess what? He can't destroy you because God knows the plan he has for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 was trying to tell the Israelites, that God knows the plan he has for you, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And so in order for the Lord to use us, he has to change some things within us. He has to reshape us. And I have found at least 3 scriptures that help in this process. The first thing we must do, as Romans 12:2 tell us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable or well-pleasing and perfect." The second thing comes from the book of 1 Corinthians 14:40. It says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." And the third thing in the process of the reshaping of us is what I've already read you from Psalms 99, verse 5. "Exalt you the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy." And so for the next 20, maybe 30 minutes, I'd like to examine the Word of God, what it means to worship, and how should we worship? Because some say we should worship in song. Some say in creed. Some say in praise dance. And some say in spirit and in truth. Oftentimes, we get a definition of a word in our mind, or we are so used to doing things the way that we were taught or saw it being done, and so we don't understand the full implication of what the word represents. And as a result, we adopt behaviors and traditional ways of doing things. And so when it comes to the word worship, most often many churches are not representing worship to its fullest potential. And therefore, they use praise as a form of worship. And there is a difference between praise and worship. Most often, 30 to 45 minutes or more is praising and song and giving thanks for the thing God has done for us, and very little time worshiping. And there's nothing wrong with praising the Lord. Scripture tells us, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That comes from Psalms 150. Verse 6, the Psalms are overflowed with David's praises and songs to God. And as Christians, we praise God exceedingly well. But in order to be reshaped that is pleasing to God, we must get back. We must be reinstated to a former position or a former condition. See, the word re and reshape means regarding to, with reference to. And in my mind, it's referring to what is pleasing to God. Shape means the appearance or character, the silhouette. In other words, the reshaping is related to the format of a former position or a former condition. Therefore, in order to be reshaped, we must have a renewing of the mind and get back to the Bible and do things decently and in order, proving what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable or well-pleasing and perfect. And so I had to ask the Lord this question, because I'm always asking the Lord questions. Because we can do that. What does it mean to worship God that will be good and acceptable or well-pleasing and perfect? Now, I could say worship is simple, but there's nothing simple about it, but it is simple because to worship God, it means everything. And the Lord had to teach me the difference between praise and worship in order to share it with you today. Once we understand the word worship according to the Hebrew and Greek languages, and I've taken this definition from the Strong Concordance, number 7812, worship means, now listen, to bow, to crouch down, or prostrate self. And when we understand this meaning and put it into practice, we get a whole different mindset, a mindset in our heart, our soul, and strength, which I believe is pleasing and acceptable and perfect when it comes to worship before God. So here's my question to you all. What do you see when you come to worship? What do you see? Especially when you come to the church. Do you see the pews, the pulpit? Do you see who's there or not there? Are you distracted by things around you and the things you need to do? Do you see the pastor or the praise leader getting ready for the service? Do you see what pew you will sit to get the best view? Now that you are seated, are you looking around to see who's coming through the doors and what they're wearing? What do you see? Because what you see will determine how you think of God. How we think of God will determine how we walk into the church and how we walk in life. How we think of God will determine how we conduct ourselves in church and in life. How we think of God will determine how we dress to bring glory to God. That's what 1 Timothy 2 and 9 through 10 tell us. How we think of God will determine, are we on time? Are we gossiping about our neighbor? Are we loving our neighbor as we love ourselves? Most times we are so distracted by things in church and in life that it does not allow us to prepare or to think about worshiping God, to come before his glory. So for a moment, just imagine the visions of Ezekiel, Moses, Aaron and Saul, and what they saw of God's glory, because the visions they saw will allow us as believers to think differently when we come before the glory of God to worship. So imagine this. When Ezekiel in chapter 1, verse 26 through 28 came before God's glory, he saw a throne. It was like sapphire, meaning like it was blue in color, but it was made of stone. The throne was surrounded by a rainbow representing God's mercy and covenanted love to his people, and it had brightness around it. And above the throne, he saw the likeness of a man, of an image of a man like fire from his loins upward and downward, and it had brightness around it. And when he saw God's glory, what did he do? He fell face down. In the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 6, when Moses and Aaron went to the door of the tabernacle, they just went to the door. They fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And when the light from heaven shined around Saul on the road to Damascus, he fell face down to the earth. That's Acts 9, 3 through 4. So we were to see the likeness of the image of God's glory for just 1 second. When we come to worship him, we would do exactly what many others did when they saw God's glory. We would humble ourselves and fall upon our face to the earth. But my, how things change. Today we see many worship services in the form of singing and praise dancing, having emotional movements, clapping and lifting up our holy hands while looking up towards heaven or towards the praise leader. And there's nothing wrong with that. But these types of expressions are praising God and thanksgiving to our Lord. This is not worship. Worshiping God is interacting with him on a more intimate level. And although the Bible does not command any position of the body to pray, but rest assured that those that saw his glory fell face down to worship, giving him all the honor he deserves. Therefore, to have a true worship experience, we first need to get inside our mind a vision of God's glory, his majesty, his magnificence, his brilliance. So I have one goal in mind that the Lord has placed on my heart, and that's to tell God's truth versus man's modern traditions when it comes to worshiping God. So when we see billboards or church marquees that says, "Come worship with us," are many of them actually using praise as their form of worship based upon the traditions of what they were taught or sing? I found that most worship services are based on the traditional model of praise, which is thanksgiving. I can remember seeing my old grandmother bending on both knees, bowing, or she would prostrate herself. And I would come in as a little girl, and I'm like, "What are you doing, Grandma?" And she wouldn't say anything. And I'd say, "Grandma, what are you doing?" She still wouldn't say anything. And so I would go on outside and play. But when she was done, she called me in, and she said, "Listen, what I was doing is I was bowing, or I was prostrating myself before the Lord as I prayed." Throughout the Bible, we find those that are bowing or falling flat upon their face to the earth in the presence of God's glory. This is how they acknowledge that he is above them, all while acknowledging his greatness, all while realizing and understanding just how small they were compared to him. We must get back to recognizing God's glory, his holiness, his greatness, and how small we are in comparison. comparison. Worship is magnifying God's worth. Worth-ship. W-O-R-T-H-S-H-I-P. Worth-ship. What is God's worth to you? Listen, we can learn from the early church, from their experiences, as they made obvious how to worship. Next, when we come before his glory, to whom are we to address? Is it God, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit? Because all three are essential to our Christian faith. If we look at the Old Testament, worship, prayer, and praise were all directed to God the Father because Jesus had not come yet. And now, in the New Testament, because we have Jesus, we still pray to God, but in Jesus' name, because this is the only way God has approved for us to approach him. Praying in Jesus' name means praying with his authority and asking God the Father to act upon our prayers because we come in the name of his Son, Jesus. In fact, praying in Jesus' name is taught in John 14 and 13. Jesus said it himself, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And Jesus also said, I am the truth and the way and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14 and 6. Therefore, we should be addressing God in the name of Jesus. This allows us to worship in spirit and in truth, as John 4 and 24 talks about. And so I had to ask the Lord, because I'm always asking him questions, because I expect answers. And so in his time. And so I asked the Lord, I said, what does scripture mean when it says to worship in spirit? So worship in spirit means that we can worship him in our heart, our soul, and our mind, the divine God in Jesus' name, anywhere, anytime, in any place, because it comes from our heart. Worship is placed on the inside, in the heart or spirit of the worshiper. That's what Psalms 45 and 1 teaches us, as well as 103 verses 1 and 2. Worship pleasing to God must be sincere, offered with a humble and pure heart. Worship is based on our love for God because what he did by sending his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. It is pleasing to him to worship him. That's what Isaiah 56, 6 through 7 tell us, as well as 2 Corinthians 5, 5 through 9. God merits worship because in his imminent presence, he is able to answer those who call upon him and forgive their wrongdoings. Okay, so then, Lord, what does it mean to worship in truth? I've got the handle on worship in spirit, but now what does it mean to worship in truth? Worship in truth connects the heart or spirit of worship with the truth about God and his work of redemption as revealed in the person of Jesus Christ and the scriptures. This is why Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. Listen, God is divine. He is God all by himself. So when we come before his glory, we can't offer him just any old thing. God gave the Israelites directives of how to come before him. They had to bring their best to show how worthy God is, because God is sacred. And their best please God. See, we must never forget that God is holy. Sometimes we see people or we hear people saying, I'm not going to church on Easter because everybody is just showing off their clothes. No, they're bringing their best because God is glory. He is holy. And so if you believe he is worthy for you to bring your very best, then are you ready to give all that you are, all that you have, and all you can do? when we come to worship and to praise God in his house, we should not be concerned with getting the best seat for the best view, because we should be seeing God's glory all around us. We should be looking towards his glory and not to man, but to look towards God's glory as we bow, crouch down, or prostrate self, unashamed, no matter who's on the side of you, who's on the back of you, who's in front of you, as you intimately tell him how worthy he is to you, acknowledging he is the one and only true God that reigns over everything. He is God manifested in flesh as you fall face down before the King. Jesus said in Luke 9:26, "For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Here's my question. Why is it that people are willing to bow and reverence kings, queens, and presidents in the land, but won't bow, crouch down, or prostrate themselves to God the Father in the name of Jesus, who is greater and created them? Worship is a lifestyle from the heart and not something you go to a building and do just on Sunday. That would be hypocritical or pseudo-pietism. Otherwise, that would be lip service. Unless you have a passion for God, there's no worship in spirit. And unless we have a knowledge of God in the name of Jesus, there's no worship in truth, because Jesus is the truth. Therefore, worship is not external actions. True worship is not ceremonial. It is not a form of procedure or ritual. It is not a service. Jesus said in Mark 12:30, "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart." Your heart is not a service. And with all your soul, your soul is not a service. And with all your mind is not a service. With all your strength is not a service. Worship is not a service. Worship is bowing or prostrating self where or any place, any time before your King. It comes from your heart, the truth of Jesus. Therefore, we are to worship in spirit and in truth, because both are necessary for satisfying the God honoring worship in order to have a true worship experience, recognizing God's fullness, his glory in the name of Jesus, and that's worshiping. In conclusion, there are at least six things I found in reading the Bible that God would like to hear from us that would please him during our time of worship, and you may find more, but I believe it will be pleasing to him for us to give him adoration. Tell him, "Lord, I adore you. Lord, I worship you. You're beautiful. You're God all by yourself. You're Alpha and Omega." I think he would like to hear our thanksgiving. "Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning." I also think that he would like to hear our confession. "Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, forgive me for gossiping. Lord, forgive me for not following the way that I should follow. Lord, forgive me for not asking the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me." Then I think that he would like to hear our intercession for others. "Lord, I'm praying for the homeless man I saw on the street. Give him a safe place to stay, Lord. Lord, I'm praying for brother and sister so-and-so. Heal their bodies, Heavenly Father, and heal them, Heavenly Father. I'm praying for my son and my daughters, Heavenly Father. I'm praying for those who are addicted to a drug or alcoholism, Heavenly Father." Then I think that he would like to hear our petition, our prayer, our common needs. "Lord, touch my mouth, my mind, my soul, Heavenly Father, so I can speak boldly your word, so that I can go on the outside and bring someone in the inside, so that they can know you and know your heart and your word, Heavenly Father." And then I think that he would like to hear our dedication and our obedience, saying to him, "Here is my work for the second, for the minute, for the day, for the hour, for the minute, for the month, for the year. Lord, I'm at your service. In the name of Jesus, amen."
Wow. Oh, my God. What a powerful word on today. I hope every listener received that word. That's an awesome message that you delivered to us today. I know God is glorified through you for delivering that powerful, much-needed word for such a time as this. People of God need to hear messages like that even more. Pastor Ford, I thank God for you, and I'm going to ask God in the name of Jesus that he will continue to anoint you, continue to bless you, continue to use you for his glory, because you are an awesome testimony. You're an awesome vessel that he's using in the earth that will bring him glory. So I thank you for sharing that word of God on tonight to me, not only to me, but to the listeners on tonight. Right now, before I release you, Pastor Ford, could you please share with the listeners how someone may get in contact with you? I know you're doing a great ministry, and I talked about this before in one of my messages. What are we doing beyond the four walls of the church? After we praise God and worship God inside of the church as a corporate body of believers, what are we doing on the outside? Are we taking the ministry to the street? And that's what your ministry is all about. I know the listeners do not know fully what you really do. You clothe those that are homeless. You have a van. You go around and you're giving away clothes. You are doing so many awesome, wonderful things to help bring forth those that are in need. You're supplying their needs because the word of God says, what we do to the least of these little ones, we do it also unto Jesus Christ. And you're fulfilling your God's purpose in the earth. And I give God the glory for you. And so I want the world to know who you are and how they can reach you if there's anyone that may need your assistance, or how they can contact you if they would like for you to come minister to them or their congregation.
Brother James, the name of our organization is Spiritual Care of Southfield. We are a mobile boutique, which means we go neighborhood to neighborhood with the gospel of Jesus Christ, as well as provide free clothes for those in need. And so all they have to do is call 248-996-9895 to reach us. You can leave a message and someone will definitely get back to you. We will schedule an appointment to come out to your home. We do not go inside your home. We come with our mobile boutique. We have men, women, children, clothes. We have shoes. We have sometimes jewelry. They're clean. They're ready for immediate use. We also, on the inside, we do programs. Educational events. We do grief and loss educational. We had a program called Scars, where people are able to learn how to release those scars that they're holding inside and give it to Jesus. And we're just going all out into the neighborhoods and just serving the Lord. And once again, that number is 248-996-9895. But we also need a location, because we're having a multitude of clothes and things that come in that people are readily donating, and we need help. We need someone to help fold those clothes, hang those clothes, and we also deliver clothes to other nonprofit organizations and churches, and so to help meet their needs. And so we need a building that's donated to us so that we can do those things and bring people in to the community or to our organization so that they can act as volunteers and give back to the Lord, plant a seed in others. And so that's what we're doing out here. And once again, that number is 248-996-9895. The organization is Spiritual Care of Southfield. All donations are tax deductible. We're a 501c3 organization that we're working for Jesus, because he's the one that counts.
Amen. By chance, do you have a website? Should there be anyone outside of Detroit, Michigan that would like to get in contact with you? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. They can reach us at Spiritual Care of Southfield.org. Or they can reach us at Spiritual Care of Southfield at AOL.com.
Repeat that again, please.
That's spiritualcareofsouthfield.org or spiritualcareofsouthfield@aol.com.
Amen. The reason why I asked her to do that is because I have seen this ministry in action. I know what she's saying is true. And I
Amen.
Love it when you can verify what someone is saying and what they're doing. I've seen it with my own eyes. And they are truly being a blessing. And I wanted you to share that website because this is a worldwide ministry platform. So you never know whose heart the Lord is going to touch. He may touch someone's heart in Egypt or Africa or Israel to be a blessing to your ministry. So that's why I think it's important that we gave your website as well as your phone number to the listeners. So our listeners, if you're able to be a blessing to this ministry, if you do this, God will bless you because he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And he searches our hearts. He knows when we give and we are being a blessing to the body of Christ, and especially to those that are in need, the homeless, the less fortunate. That's what Jesus said. When you do these things to the least of his little ones, we are doing it just like we are doing it to him. So we just give God the glory, honor, and praise for you, Pastor Ford. And you have not seen nothing yet. As long as you continue to do what you're doing, that will lift up the people of God. And because we know that sometimes people are so in positions that we try to deliver God's word to people, we try to help them, but we sometimes fail to remember that we need to meet their physical needs first. And then when we meet their physical needs first, then we will have their attention, and that way we can rightly divide the word of truth to them. They will be able to receive God's word first because we have met their physical needs first. So that's what you are doing. And I just thank God for you and everyone that is assigned to you and that are helping you with what you are doing to be a blessing to the body of Christ and to the world. So I thank you once again for sharing this awesome word on tonight. And I pray that everyone has heard this word on tonight, has been blessed by this word. I know that I was truly blessed. And that's why I ask the listeners, please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because I have wrote down so many scriptures from you, Pastor Ford. And I'm going
Amen.
To go back and listen to this broadcast again. And for the new listeners, all of my shows are kept in archives. That's what I love about this show and this platform. If you want to share this message for tonight with your friends or neighbors or coworkers or even your ministry that did not have a chance to tune in on tonight, you can give them my website, blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and they can click on there and they will see today's show, and they will be able to listen to Pastor Sherman Ford bring forth this word again. And they can hear this years from now. That's what the Lord was saying. Jesus said when he was going back to the Father, he told his disciples and he told the rest of us who are believers in Jesus Christ that greater works that we will be able to do. So that's what we are doing because of the worldwide platform. And I thank you for the sharing this word. And I thank God for what you're doing in the body of Christ, that God is glorified through the works of your hands and through your ministry. So right now, I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me as we close out for tonight. And once again, I pray that you were blessed by this word on tonight. What an awesome word. Worship, worship, worship. Think about it. Worship. That's something to think about. Well, Pastor Ford, thank you very much. And I know this is not going to be my last time asking you on the show. You're an awesome woman of God, and I know that God is going to have you on bringing another awesome word in the near future over this worldwide platform. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Please join me in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we come thanking you, Heavenly Father, for your word that has come forth through your woman of God, Pastor Ford. Heavenly Father, we pray now and lift her up in the ministry that you have ordained her to be overseer of, that you will continue to bless her and the works of her hands and all those that are assisting her with this ministry that are caring for your people, the homeless, the less fortunate. And not only that, but they minister to your people that are downtrodden, and those that are want to feel like they want to throw in the towel and give up. We thank you for using her, and we thank you for your word that has come forth through her on tonight, for this your people on tonight, because you know who's going to be listening, but we all stand in need of. So we ask that you to continue to bless her, not only her, but bless every doer of your word all over the land. We thank you that your eyes are in every place. You search the heart. You're not like man. You are a promise keeper. You promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a faithful God. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints, even today. So now, Lord, we ask that you to bless your people on tonight. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them remember and know that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Continue to move by your spirit. Continue to heal, deliver, and set free those that are sick and afflicted. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will all have a powerful testimony, and they will stand in holy boldness, declaring that it was you who have healed them in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each and every one of us, because we know that we don't deserve it. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. We thank you for his precious blood that was shed on the cross for our sins. And we thank you that he did not stay dead. On the third day, he rose, just like he said he would, with all power in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to bless each listener, continue to grant them the desires of their heart. And Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise for this worldwide ministry and this platform. We thank you that the best is still yet to come, as long as we continue to stay humble and faithful, dedicated and committed to this worldwide ministry, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's the word for tonight. I know that someone was blessed by this word, and I pray that you would not only heard this word, but that you would share the good news about this ministry, about this worldwide platform. Share it with your friends and others, your neighbors and coworkers, so that they can tune in and be blessed by it as well. So we're going to close out with tonight's song, Cover Me, Lord, because we thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. And guess what, listeners? It will never lose its power. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. I want you all to know that you want to tune in this coming Saturday night. I have a special guest, none other than Elder Andre Faulkner will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday. If you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome man of God, Elder Andre Faulkner will be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday, August the 31st at 8 p.m. Until then, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
With thy spirit, oh, cover me, Lord, with thy self. under shadow of the Almighty. I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me, ooh, with thy